Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday with me, Richard Jones. And today, there's a reminder from a couple of our local accountants, this time not about getting your tax return in on time. If you've not done that, you're already into penalty time with no winners. But it's time to remind farmers and small businesses that the annual investment allowance, that's the amount of any new investment, whether that's tractors, machinery or otherwise, that you can set against tax, drops in April from £100,000 a year to £25,000. So if you've any big investments, they say get in touch with your accountant and find out how much and when to spend that hard-earned cash. Now today we're going back to that subject that we touched on earlier on the week with Nigel Miller, President of NFU Scotland. That's the Common Agriculture Policy. And today he's worried that the ongoing crisis in the Eurozone could have a knock-on effect with agriculture and the way it's handled by Europe.
We have real concerns that instability in the Eurozone could hit us in two ways. One is that it's our biggest export market for our processors, but for ourselves as well, for red meat. And any instability or change in the exchange rate could have a real effect on our prosperity. And European support systems as well, or European base instability there, or a cut in the budget would hit Scotland hard. And it's worth remembering that Scotland is a country which maybe has one of the lowest budgets per hectare in Europe, and there isn't a lot of fat there, so any cut could actually have a pretty severe impact on our rural economy.
And our negotiations, they're sort of done at arm's length, aren't they, with Europe?
They are, very much so. It's almost a frightening process because there's 27 member states, and that's a lot of friction and a lot of different views which have got to be taken into account. And we've got some big hitters in Europe like France with a huge agricultural lobby, I suppose like the Irish, who are very, very smart, but probably most importantly the Germans that are a big agricultural power but also a real provider for the budget. So we've got some big players to negotiate against, and our route is a long one. We go through the Scottish government, maybe we make direct representations ourselves in industry to the European Commission, but at the end of the day, our main negotiator is the UK government, so there's a chain there which we need to influence and make sure that the Scottish priorities are on their agenda.
And that distance from Europe, whether it's physical or political, is a real worry and something we'll look at another day. But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.